For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blow the horn, let's go.
And everything that we do every day, we want to be a champ.
Get your mind right and let's go. Do the little things. Win every day.
It's a selfless big place of fun.
Everything with an attitude.
Alabama, you do this.
I don't give a shit who we're playing.
Don't let them play against. And make us ass quit. That's our framework. That's our MO with the team.
Richardson breaks free on the sideline.
This is a mauling, folks, a mauling.
Fear the tide, honey badger.
Hello and welcome to a 2020 preseason edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. We're turning switches and flipping knobs to get this show back on the airwaves for you. We're recording this on Labor Day weekend. The fall Christmas is starting to permeate and there's footballs back in the air. Truly, truly the best time of the year. Thank God the SEC and Sankey were practicing patience when it comes to the COVID, that they didn't just jump in like the Big Ten or the Pac-12 to cancel the season. They took it a little bit slower. They delayed the start of the season. And here we are as we inch into September on the cusp of what promises to be another phenomenal season of Alabama football. I think an opportunity to really compete for a championship, even in the scaled down competitive arena. 10 conference games, ACC brings Clemson with them. That's good enough for a title for me, and I think Alabama has every opportunity to compete for it. In 2020, we are bringing back the listener support program, and the name is exactly what it is. This is an opportunity to offset a couple of costs, maybe improve the program, and share that cost with listeners who are interested. It's 100% optional, but greatly appreciated for those who do. Our free shows will continue to be free. We are going to pump out some additional bonus shows for those who contribute, just like we did last year, except for we're going to do it better. See the website for all of the details. There's a link at the top of the page, all of the details for the program. But here's some highlights, and we're going to give you a bonus show that we kicked out back in April for listeners for last year's program. So in 2019, if you weren't aware, that was the initial program, listener support program. We put out 30 bonus shows for those participants. And so this year we expect the bonus show program to be even better. We're looking at pregame interview shows. We're looking at postgame quick hits in addition to or in advance of our full breakdown shows. We're looking to do Zoom shows, call-ins with our participants during the season. We think we want to try to do those weekly and so on, have an opportunity to hop on the line and talk football with us on a weekly basis. We'll record those shows, and some of those shows will issue as podcasts as well. Tide Pride Willen, we're going to do a ticket raffle. And of course, we still have our title sponsor opportunities. Hop over to the website, alabamafootballpodcast.com. There's a sign-up page. There's sort of a sales page, if you will, that steps through all of the benefits, all of the details, everything that you would need to know to sign up. But let's get to some good stuff. Let's share a program with you. This is a podcast. This was a bonus show that we released back in April. And save for a couple of details, this show is the type of headlines that we're seeing from fall practice, even right now, today. About the only thing different in this April podcast is the truly emergence of Javon Baker, a true freshman. Who could have known that back in April, especially without there being a fall camp? But this is a great show. give it a listen and consider supporting the podcast through the listener support program. Again, it's available. All of the details are available on the website, alabamafootballpodcast.com. Roll Tide.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Alabama Football Podcast, where we're counting down the 10 headlines that Alabama fans missed due to the cancellation of spring practice. Mama said dinner's almost ready, so this recording session's about to wrap up. So this will be a short, quick one. This is Article 7. The passing game is dependent upon the third wide receiver option. This was probably, if you go to the website, now hopefully you're going to alabamafootballpodcast.com and you've read this article and you're appreciating these as sort of companion podcasts with the article. This article, this sort of sub-article was the most fun to write because I took a little creative license here. I think there's probably somebody out there, some journalist out there that would have taken an art house style approach to saying that the entirety of Alabama's 2020 campaign hinges on the need to find a third wide receiver. And I think that would have been fun to read, if only for the unintentional humor. However, I think it's a fair question. I think it's the right question. I just don't think the entirety of Alabama's offense hinges on that, right? And so Devonta Smith and Jalen Waddle clearly are the top two receivers. They're going to be first-round draft picks in the 2021 draft. I think if you really want to sort of fudge on the topic and say that Alabama's third receiver option would probably is some combination of Carl Tucker, Najee Harris, and Brian Robinson, if you really want to look at it that way, right? Within that bunch, there will be a lot of receptions and some quality receivers. If you want to play it straight and say wide receiver, then you're looking at John Metchie, who I think is an obvious, easy answer to the question. He played as a true freshman last year. He was, as a freshman early enrollee in last year's A-Day, he was the offensive MVP. So we know he had skills. Xavier Williams is his third year in the system. I think he is someone that's ready to sort of burst onto the scene as well. So I think that gives you, with Devonta and Jalen Waddle, that gives you four wide receivers that I feel really good about, Metchie and Xavier. I do like some of the freshmen coming in. It might be interesting to see how they perform. And then Slade Bolden is a guy that I would watch really close because he sort of operated in a sub-package last year. He played a little wide receiver. He played a little wildcat quarterback. I think he threw a touchdown pass. And so I think there's an opportunity to see his sub-package expand. And one of the easier and more obvious ways for that to expand is to expand into a receiver role. And so I'd look for Slade Bolden, especially you start thinking about five receiver sets. Slade in the slot, more possession, first down type player. I think he's going to be something to watch. And there would have been tucked within articles commentary of how Slade's performing. A player that I would have been watching for every reference that I could absolutely find, and there would not have been many, is Chidarius Townsend. I think he is athletically talented. Now, maybe more straight line speed, but I think he is really gifted. I think he's really talented, and he's a player. Call it a personal favorite, but he's a player that I'd be watching for really closely and really just rooting for Chidarius Townsend, that he would sort of carve out a niche and carve out an opportunity to get into the rotation. So there's article number 7, the passing game dependent on a third receiver option. If you've not checked out the website, go check out the website for this write-up alone. This was the most fun to write, but certainly read the full article because there's a lot of good stuff there, some of which I'm covering in these podcasts, but it's just a good article. It's a good, it was a fun to write up. I think it's a good article. Share it with people, right? It's an easy, a link to an article on a website is something that's super easy to share. Put it out on your Facebook, send it to your friends, and help us spread the podcast, help us spread our reach and our audience, and a link to an article on a website is pretty darn easy, simple to do. So we hope that you'll do that and help us spread sort of the good news of the Alabama Football Podcast. And with that, this has been another edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. Roll Tide.
Thanks for listening to the Alabama Football Podcast. We love that you're tuned in and hope that you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to reach out and let us know what you like, where we can improve, or just a shout out, a roll tide. We are where you are. iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, email newsletters, t-shirts, free roster downloads, and of course, on the web at alabamafootballpodcast.com. Check us out where you'll find easy links to your favorite way to follow the Tide. Got that, Coach? Of course. Roll Tide.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.